So let me read my opening scripture. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. He said, today, everybody say today. Today I am giving you a choice of two ways, and I ask heaven and earth to be a witness of your choice. You hear what he said? He asked heaven and earth to be a witness of your choice. See, because when you stand before the great throne, you can't say, I didn't know. He said, he's giving you a choice today. He said, you can choose life or death. The first choice will bring blessing. The other choice will bring a curse. Then he tells you what to choose. He said, so choose life. Then you and your children will live. See, and I'm going to tell you something. I was hoodwinked years ago, and I was living in a hoodwink. I got saved when I was, I probably was 9, 10, I guess, one of the month. Somewhere along there, you know, I accepted Jesus, you know, going to church. And, you know, and but I got out there in the world. I raised on the farm, and it was kind of tough on the farm. It was. You know, we didn't get a chance to see much, but Lord, when I did see it, woo! I'm telling you, I didn't know what to do. I'm telling you. So that's why your parents have to watch over your children. And you have to train them up in the admonition and nourishment of the word. You know, don't try to hide them from it, but you talk to them about it. You bring them up. So that way, when they do see these things that the world has to offer them, they'll be able to handle it. It'll save you a lot of problems. I ain't telling you nothing that I think I know. I'm telling you something that's a walk I done walked. So I can talk the talk. I used to tell people, if you want to know anything about sinning or anything about doing, you could ask me. Because I could tell you about it. But now I got the new life on the inside of me. Now I made the other choice. I made the other choice. I want y'all to hear me today now, because it's going to be so simple. It ain't going to be no long message. It's going to be so simple. It's your choice. And you know, a lot of times, Ray, I know you remember, First Lady, I know you do, me, you talked about it so many times. And when I'm asked to speak, you know, I seek the Lord, and Lord, what you have me to share, and I write, throw paper away. Didn't happen this time. So I got wise. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to wait. I'm going to be patient, and I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait on you. The Bible said, wait on the Lord, did it not? He said, wait on him. Many different scriptures and songs, he said, wait on, be patient and wait on the Lord. So guess what? I waited. And boy, did I wait. And when he gave it to me, he unloaded. Let me just show you what he done.
But guess what? I'm not gonna preach y'all that.
Cause see, I know what's in my heart is what he want me to share today. You know, and when I wrote this down, and I'm moving on, Deuteronomy said, it's the choice. You have to make a choice. And, you know, it's certain days of the year, and I'm just going to say it like he gave it to me back then. I'm just going to say it like he gave it to me. Certain days of the year, you know, you can go to church and you can just expect the church to be full. One is Christmas. The other is today, Resurrection Sunday. Another is Mother's Day. Those 3 days, you can just about expect there's going to be a crowd in church. But after you leave here today, there's going to be another Sunday unless the Lord comes back. There's going to be another Wednesday night unless the Lord comes back. Are you so busy that you can't come together again? Are you going to wait around till another Mother's Day? Are you going to wait around till another Christmas? Are you going to wait around to another Resurrection Sunday? When you leave it today, you need to make a choice. You need to make a choice. I mean, if we got time, we can get that remote when we get home. We can click it. Click it, sit down, and ain't got nothing else to do. Sit there and watch TV. The Bible says in Hebrews, just as plain as day, forsake not the assembling together of yourself. As you see the time draw near. And I'm not fussing over because I was there. But I had to make a choice. I had to make a choice. See, because I knew the world, what they kept offering me. It looked good, but it didn't last long. The money, the cars, the fame, the women, the drugs, the drinking, none of that. After every time I went to bed and woke up, whatever I was dealing with was still there. Still there. And I was like a fool, spending money on it. Wasting my time. Now, one thing I can say, not to brag on myself, but to brag on God's grace. He graced me. He did. His grace is sufficient, I'm telling you. Little did I know when I came into this world, he had a plan for me. And I told him years ago, I said, Lord, you get me out of this. Now, I don't know how many times I sung that song to him, but I sung that song a minute. Lord, you get me out of this. I'm telling you. I got you, God. But that one time I said it, I said, you know what? I done said it too many times. God, I got you. And he used me in many different ways. But see, they go back to what I just told you. You got to make a choice. You got to make a choice.